Test 9.
Section C. A very large number of people cease when quite young to add anything to a limited stock of judgments. After a certain age, say 25, they consider that their education is finished. It's perhaps natural that having passed through that painful and boring process, called expertly education, they should suppose it over, and that they are equipped for life to label every account as it occurs and drops it into its given pigeonhole. But one who has a label ready for everything does not bother to observe any more, even such ordinary happenings as he has observed for himself with attention before he went to school. He merely acts and reacts. For people who have stopped noticing, the only possible new or renewed experience, and therefore new knowledge, is from a work of art, because that is the only kind of experience that they are prepared to receive on its own terms. They will come out from their shells and expose themselves to music, to a play, to a book, because it is the accepted method of enjoying such things. True, even to plays and books they may bring artistic prejudices which prevent them from seeing or comprehending that book. Their artistic sensibilities may be as crusted over as their minds. But it is part of an artist's job to break crusts, or let us say that artists who work for the public and not merely for themselves are interested in breaking crusts because they want to communicate their intuitions.
Now the passage will be read again.
A very large number of people cease when quite young to add anything to a limited stock of judgments. After a certain age, say 25, they consider that their education is finished. It's perhaps natural that having passed through that painful and boring process, called expertly education, they should suppose it over, and that they are equipped for life to label every account as it occurs and drops it into its given pigeonhole. But one who has a label ready for everything does not bother to observe any more, even such ordinary happenings as he has observed for himself with attention before he went to school. He merely acts and reacts. For people who have stopped noticing, the only possible new or renewed experience, and therefore new knowledge, is from a work of art, because that is the only kind of experience that they are prepared to receive on its own terms. They will come out from their shells and expose themselves to music, to a play, to a book, because it is the accepted method of enjoying such things. True, even to plays and books they may bring artistic prejudices which prevent them from seeing or comprehending that book. Their artistic sensibilities may be as crusted over as their minds. but it is part of an artist's job to break crusts. Or let us say that artists who work for the public and not merely for themselves are interested in breaking crusts. Because they want to communicate their intuitions.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
A very large number of people cease when quite young to add anything to a limited stock of judgments. After a certain age, say 25, they consider that their education is finished. It's perhaps natural that having passed through that painful and boring process, called expertly education, they should suppose it over, and that they are equipped for life to label every account as it occurs, and drops it into its given pigeonhole. But one who has a label ready for everything does not bother to observe any more, even such ordinary happenings as he has observed for himself with attention before he went to school. He merely acts and reacts. For people who have stopped noticing, the only possible new or renewed experience, and therefore new knowledge, is from a work of art, because that is the only kind of experience that they are prepared to receive on its own terms. They will come out from their shells and expose themselves to music, to a play, to a book, because it is the accepted method of enjoying such things. True, even to plays and books they may bring artistic prejudices which prevent them from seeing or comprehending that book. Their artistic sensibilities may be as crusted over as their minds. But it is part of an artist's job to break crusts, or let us say that artists who work for the public and not merely for themselves are interested in breaking crusts because they want to communicate their intuitions.